Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is here with the Juno School District. Welcome, Adriana Northcutt.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. Adriana, you are a teacher at Thunder Mountain High School. What do you teach?
I kind of end up in the biology world, so I teach the general and honors biology, and this semester I'm also teaching outdoor biology.
And did you enjoy that subject when you were in school?
I did, not until later on in school. But I've always just kind of been more, you know, inclined to study how the world works and the, you know, living things. So I've always enjoyed biology, yeah.
We did dissections when I started high school biology. Do you guys do dissections?
We do dissections. Everywhere just different depending on the group of kids. But this year we'll be doing dissections. We did salmon dissections with my outdoor bio.
Cool.
And looking at all the different components of it. And then for my regular bio classes, we do rat dissections.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Was the salmon dissection like news to any of Juno students? Were some of them seeing stuff for the first time?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. I mean, so many of our kids are outdoors, you know, outdoor oriented. So they love to go out and go fishing and they're really used to going and doing that with their friends and family. But to actually kind of look at it from more of a scientific standpoint, a lot of them are great at filleting a salmon, but to actually like go through and look at all the interior and exterior, you know, components of one was very eye opening for a lot of them. It was something that they're like, I didn't even know they had this. What does this do? And so it was really great for them to have a more scientific viewpoint of something that a lot of them already do on a daily basis with their family. So it was really fun for them.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Whatever made you become a teacher? Did you always want to do it?
You know, I didn't. If you would have asked any of my – I grew up here in Juno and graduated from JDHS. And if you were to ask the teachers that I had in high school – was Adriana going to be a teacher? I don't think any of them would have said yes. It didn't click till towards the end of my college experience. I was like obviously a biology major, but I was doing kind of game biology and doing a lot of research. I worked with Fish and Game and U.S. Fish and Wildlife and loved being out in the field. But then I got this opportunity randomly to go like teach kids about our research that we were doing. And I was like, oh, I really liked that aspect. And then got a few more opportunities and realized as much as I loved being outside a lot of the time doing research, I realized I really loved teaching people about the things I was doing. So I went back to school to do kind of secondary science teaching and then somehow ended up back in Juno, luckily with student teaching and got hired, which was really exciting. And I've been here 11 years now teaching.
Oh, wow. So,
yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
what are some of the things you love about it?
Oh, my gosh. Obviously, the content. I love getting kids excited about things that maybe on a day-to-day basis they can observe it and they don't think anything else. They're just like, oh, that's a really cool plant or that's really pretty or we harvest that. We pick berries from it and to kind of be able to give them like a deeper sense of understanding. And then here in Juno, I mean, we're so lucky at Thunder Mountain. I can take my kids out to, you know, to creeks and I can take them out into the forest so easily. Like in a class period, we can get out and actually explore hands-on, ask questions and really have a lot of inquiry-based science in our community. So great in Juno about supporting that. So I feel really lucky because I've, through my career of teaching, I think I've been able to really explore these different aspects due to how enriched our community is with experts and culture. And so it's really allowed me to become a much better teacher. I'm learning right along with the kids, which is super exciting.
Well, very well said. I hope your students are listening. I know they're on spring break, aren't they?
They are, yes. Hopefully out enjoying this beautiful weather right now.
Yes, with a radio alongside them. I can't think of a better topic to discuss today than summer on this hot and sunny spring day. What you're actually here to talk about, although thank you so much for sharing your story, that was
absolutely
really interesting, is Thunder Mountain High School will be hosting a summer program called Camp Invention. So tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so Camp Invention is a program that's actually been in the Juno School District for 12 years. This is my second year being the camp director, and then I was an assistant director prior to that. And Camp Invention is a STEM camp, so it's really focused on hands-on kind of problem-solving skills. It targets K through sixth graders. And it's just a really kind of creative problem-solving, STEM application and innovation. And it builds a lot of confidence with kids because we give them a lot of time to try something and it doesn't work the first time. And they kind of work through the frustration and they keep working on the same problem over the entire camp. So at the end that they've had a few chances to rework kind of their initial hypotheses and keep working at it, which I think is so important for kids to realize, like, science isn't just you do it once. We have to keep doing it and getting consistent results. So, yeah, it's a great camp. It's just high energy. Kids are moving all day. They're doing different tasks all day. So it's really rewarding for the students because they're really trying to analyze real-world problems at such a young age. I think sometimes we don't give them enough credit. But, man, their little brains are working so hard, and they're so creative. And it's really fun to watch them work through that.
The one of the mottos for this program is every child could be an inventor or something like that, I think I read.
Yeah. So the kind of the organization that runs the camp, their goal is they take different inventors that have come through, you know, historically and current day, and they kind of invite them in, and those inventors help create the program. So the program changes every year, kind of what the problems are that the students are working on. And it's the kind of focus of the program is coming through these like real world inventors and scientists. So they're saying, here's a real world problem. How do we apply this to K through fifth graders? And it's amazing because I think the kindergartners get the same question that the sixth graders get. And to see the array of just like ideas and the array of different attempts at how they try to solve the problem. It's just amazing that you can have such a broad spectrum of kids and they're all coming up with these really original, very clever ways to try to solve the problem.
Kind of gives you hope for the future.
It really does. It's very exciting.
Some of the, I don't know if you call them modules or topics, mm-hmm. modules that they get to explore: deep sea mystery, DIY Orbot, which is actually about a robot, farm tech, innovation force. Let's talk about like deep sea mystery, for example. What is it that they get to do with that one?
You know, that's a great question. So as the director, I kind of just get to kind of get all the kits ready, and then I go through and I support the teachers as we get kind of closer to that time. I haven't got my kits yet, so I haven't had a chance to kind of dig into them yet and look at the modules. But I know just from like the videos, the training videos and stuff that I've watched, that the DC mystery is that they're analyzing a fossil, and then like how do we extract that fossil, and then what do we learn from it is part of that component. Yeah, there's all these different aspects. So throughout the day, the kids go to different teachers, and they rotate through those same teachers every day in the same schedule, in the same order. So we keep that piece really concise for them because I think that's a sense of security of, like, they know what they're doing next.
Yeah.
And then each day, they're taking, like, the next step in the pathway to kind of get through that module. And so for some of them, like the deep sea mystery, they kind of start with, like, here's the problem. Here's our scenario. How can we extract this fossil out? And then they extract it, and then they figure out, well, how do I actually, like, get to the fossil once I have it out of the ocean? And then what do I learn from it, right? And what does it tell us?
How do I study it?
Yeah. So there's all these really interesting different components that the students have to work through.
So these groups, it's K through six, but you're a high school teacher. How did that?
Yeah.
How is it dealing with groups of children that are a little bit younger?
Yeah, no, it's really great. As far as that jump for me, I'm really passionate about STEM, and our community has been really supportive of it, and even more so in the last 5 years, we've just had this big build. And so the opportunity I started as assistant director and kind of learned the ropes. And then when I stepped into this position, it was just really rewarding because I get to watch the kids, like I said, just work through all these problems and come out with these great ideas. It's a big camp. It's a lot of kids. Every year we end up maxed out at 120 students, and we usually have
really?
A huge wait list.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So kids are excited about coming, even though it's summer.
Families are so excited about it, yeah. And so in terms of just having the opportunity to work in this, it's been really rewarding for me. I've learned a lot as a high school teacher, and I taught middle school before, so some of the kind of that learning curve for kids, I'm familiar with kind of that elementary idea with the sixth graders, but those little guys are just so great. Like, we get kindergartners in there, kids that are going into kindergarten, so wow. They haven't actually officially started kindergarten yet, and gosh, they're so having so much fun, but they are so exhausted day one and two. By the end, they're like, I just want to go home and take a nap. But by day three, all the kids have the, you know, they have it figured out. They understand the system, and mm-hmm. they've got to know their teachers a little bit. And we also have an extension of that. So any students that were campers but are now kind of seventh, eighth, or ninth graders, that are like, oh, man, I can't be like a camper anymore, but I still really want to participate. We have an opportunity that we call them leaders in training. And so they can come in and work in the camp where they're helping the campers rather than being a camper. So we do have an opportunity for kiddos that are like, I just love science and I love STEM, but, man, I'm too old for the camp. We still have opportunities for those kiddos to join in and participate, and they end up being leaders, and they really help kind of guide those little guys through the process. And then we also have camp leaders, which are like high schoolers or early college students that come in and help out, and they kind of, again, are assistants in the classroom. And so we get a really great ratio. We keep the ratio really low. And so it allows the kids to have a lot of support throughout the day.
Well, this is a big to-do.
It's a big to-do, yeah. It's a lot of kids, and it's a busy day. I mean, all of us, the teachers, the kids, everyone walk away, and we're just exhausted, but in a really good way, because it's just, like, so much brain power to get through the day. It's a lot of fun.
Well, when is this happening? Where can we find out more information?
Yeah, no, great question.
So, are there still spaces available?
There is still spaces available. So the camp itself is happening at Thunder Mountain High School, because we have a great setup there for that. And the dates are June 3rd through 7th. And then the times are from 9 to 3:30. So it's a full-day camp. Mm. The price is $230, and we do have some discounts running right now, so families can still get those discounts. The two that are actually the most current ones – and sorry, I have a little note here because I didn't want to – forget what they were. Let me see. We have one that's kind of the early registration, and that one families can get signed up and get the early registration discount, and they can go to invent.org to do that. Or I also have a Facebook event set up if families prefer Facebook, Camp Invention Supercharged Summer 2019. And they can go on to either of those. Invent.org is where you'll register. And we have Innovate25 is the code, and they can get $25 off the registration fee. Or something else that's really cool right now is where we have the Put the Power to Invent in Her Hands. And it's this really cool promotion to empower girls to invent their future. And this is coming from only 18% of the patented inventors are women.
Wow.
On a global scale, yeah. And so we're really trying to promote to empower young scientists and young inventors. So if any girl that signs up with the code GIRL25T also gets 25% off, and those names get put into a drawing, and if any of our kids get chosen, we get a special camp visit from an inventor, Dr. Arlene Simon, who's a biochemical engineer. And she'll fly up to Juneau and come visit our camp.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So
that's cool.
If we get any girls to register with that code, we get entries for every young lady that registers. And we could get this great inventor biochemist to come up to Juneau and visit our campers.
Well, parents of girls, I hope you're listening.
Yeah.
This would be a great Women's History Month gift.
Absolutely.
For your daughter.
Right.
Well, that's terrific. Well, thank you so much for sharing all that information. Do you have anything else you need to add or anything else we need to know?
Gosh, I don't think so. It's just, it's a great camp. Actually, one thing I would really like to recognize So I every year that I've run been part of the camp, I've tried to bring in some funding from the community to help support students that maybe couldn't attend camp other if they didn't have some support financially. Mm-hmm. And so we actually have three great community organizations that have supported us this year. And I'm still reaching out to more. So if there are any organizations I would like to support young future scientists and inventors, you can reach out to me. But the Juno Community Foundation, AELMP, and the Kensington Mine with CORE Alaska have raised $1,500 to help cover the cost of camp. For right now, we have about 10 spots that kids can go with.
Wow.
Yeah.
With
scholarships. So I'd really like to thank those community members, because without them, there's, you know, maybe 10 kids that couldn't attend camp. So if there are any families that's the reason that their little camper can't attend, just to reach out to me, and I'd be happy to help them out with that.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that. That's
yeah.
a really nice shout out. Yeah, lots of information about this, about Camp Invention online on their website. Is there any place you'd direct folks to go?
I would say they could just go to invent.org, or you can, if you go type in Camp Invention on Facebook, tons of stuff pops up, and you can just type in Juno and our page will pop up. We'll also be March 30th, me and a couple of my teachers are going to be at the Youth Summer Activity Expo being put on by Zach Gordon. So that's March 30th from 10 to 1 at Centennial Hall. It's a free event, and we'll have a table set up there with information, and we'll have computers there so families can register.
Excellent. Adriana Northcutt, thank you so much. This has been really enlightening, and I'm so glad you took on this summer program, and I think all these kiddos that are going to be registered or are registered are really going to have a great time. So
thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Of course. Looking forward to summer already.
Thanks,
thanks for being here.